Bill Cosby's attorneys wrapped up their defense today, and now the sexual assault case is in the hands of 12 Pittsburgh jurors. Joining me now is WHYY's Laura Benchoff, who's been sitting in on the trial. Laura, what were the highlights from today?
So, Dave, we didn't get a ton that was new. We got one witness from the defense. They recalled a detective who had been heard earlier. Sorry if it's a little echoey. I am still in the courthouse. And we had closing arguments, which really just hit the high points as each side saw it, you know, going back over much of Cosby's deposition testimony, going back over the different statements, rehearing some of the phone calls he placed. So it was really just a recap and juror instructions.
I understand there was a big difference in style between the prosecutor and defense attorney.
That's pretty accurate. You know, Brian McMonagle is the lead defense attorney, and he is the showboating, extremely charismatic, like telegraphs exactly what he's feeling type of litigator. And he started his closing statements with a very personal appeal to the jury. He thanked them profusely, and he also really impressed upon them the human stakes of the case. And what, you know, his face is just so animated. You could tell he's really trying to pull out the feeling that he's showing from whoever he's talking to. Whereas the local district attorney, Kevin Steele, is much more of kind of a technocrat. He's very dry. He sticks very closely to the facts for the most part. You know, he walked jurors through forms that they were going to be seeing later about how to actually do the charging. And it was a very, you know, a study in contrast, if you will, between a certain kind of high-dollar defense lawyer and a publicly paid, you know, local DA.
Of course, the human elements of the case come down to two people, Bill Cosby and Andrea Constant. Review the evidence.
So the evidence against Cosby is largely in the form of witness testimony and phone call records and things like that. Andrea Constant testified last week over the course of a day and a half that Bill Cosby gave her drugs that he lied about the contents of to her, and which incapacitated her and left her vulnerable then to his sexual advances. She testified, her mother testified about the effect that had on Andrea, and also some conversations that the mother had with Bill Cosby when she confronted him. There is civil deposition testimony that Cosby himself gave, in which he spoke, I guess, less guardedly than you would expect about the alleged assault and about some other women he had given quaaludes to in the 70s that he'd wanted to sleep with at the time. And then it was a lot of detectives sort of saying what they'd heard from both sides. And so a lot of it really does come down to who was there, who can corroborate what, you know, either side was saying. There's no physical evidence or anything like that. And then phone calls to kind of show that they had prolonged contact. That was something that the defense kept going back to try to undermine Andrea Constant's claims.
And so now it is in the hands of those 12 jurors from the Pittsburgh area. Review the judge's instructions.
So the judge spent, I would say, more than an hour really directing the jury how to weigh all these different kinds of evidence, what it means that another accuser was allowed to testify, you know, what's the burden of proof that they have to be weighing each piece of evidence against when they're trying to make a decision about how to find Bill Cosby on these three charges. So, you know, a lot of that is kind of procedural and dry, but it's also really a roadmap for them of how to do what they're going to do next. And he even went down into the nuts and bolts of what that is going to look like. You know, they're going to be kept in a room with a dry erase board and some pads, you know, pads of paper and pens. They're not going to have the internet. They're not going to have any tools at their disposal, really, besides their notes and these very low-tech tools to eventually arrive at their decision.
Given the quantity and quality of evidence presented in this now more than week-long case, is there a sense that this could be decided tonight, or is it apt to go longer?
You know, we really don't know. The judge has left it up to the jury to decide how late exactly they would like to deliberate. And while I can say we've had a long day in which we've all had everyone in the courtroom, you know, jurors and journalists alike have had to absorb a lot of information, it's really up to them how speedily they move. If they reach a decision at 11 p.m. tonight, that's kind of on them. Or if they want a break and come back to it, we just have to wait and see.
WHYY's Laura Benchoff reporting from the courthouse in Norristown.